Welcome to She Reigns, the podcast where visionary women build audacious high-end brands and make bank. I'm your host, Rimal Shamsi, high-end brand expert and the mastermind behind Reign, as well as the founder and CEO of Rurura Design. If you're ready to step into your power, be the one in your industry, and create a one-of-a-kind brand that allows you to live real freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Have you ever thought, I just need to charge more and then I'll start attracting premium clients? Or maybe you've been told, just raise your prices. If you don't charge high ticket, people won't take you seriously. And so you did. You increased your prices, you positioned yourself as high ticket, and yet nothing changed. You're still getting clients who are asking for discounts. You're still hearing, I need to think about it in the DMs. You're still feeling like you have to justify your value and your prices. And here's the truth no one tells you. Raising your prices won't fix your brand. Elevating your brand will. Because luxury pricing is not just about the number on the invoice or on the payment link. Luxury pricing is about perceived value. It's about brand positioning. It's about client experience. So if you are ready to stop undercharging, but in a way that actually works and that actually gets you paid double, triple your current rates, this episode is going to change how you price and position your brand forever. Luxury pricing doesn't start with a number. It starts with perception. Think about it. Why do people spend $50,000 on a Birkin bag when they could get a perfectly fine leather tote for $500? Why do people pay $2,000 a night to stay at a luxury resort when they could book a 5-star hotel for half the price? It's because high-end brands don't just sell a product, they sell an identity. They sell a status. They sell a lifestyle. They sell a transformation. When you raise your prices without elevating your brand first, you will keep attracting the same mature audience, just with more resistance now. You will still be met with people questioning, why is this worth it, instead of how do I get in? And your brand will still feel misaligned with the premium rates that you're currently asking for. This is why simply charging more doesn't guarantee high-end premium clients, because your brand has to match your pricing. If it doesn't, clients will sense the disconnect. So instead of just slapping a higher price tag on your offers, let's talk about what actually needs to shift for premium pricing to feel effortless. The first thing is, luxury high-end brands don't compete on features. They compete on perception. Let me say that one more time. Luxury high-end brands don't compete on features. They compete on perception. High-end brands don't justify their prices with extra value. They don't add more bonuses, more modules, more features. They charge premium because of the way they are positioned. Full stop, period. So what's keeping you stuck right now is you think you need to add more to your offer to make your high ticket price feel worth it. You still feel like you have to explain why your offer costs what it does. And your brand doesn't feel like luxury, so clients aren't seeing the premium value in your brand. And the way you fix this is, number one, your brand should look, sound, and feel so premium that clients assume high pricing before they even ask. Number two, you want to simplify by stripping away any unnecessary add-ons and focus on the transformation, not the features. And thirdly, if your brand still gives starter coach energy or starter service provider energy, your pricing will always feel like a stretch to clients. Because when your brand energy says luxury and premium and high-end, your pricing no longer needs justification. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, premium clients buy based on emotional demand, not just logic. Luxury clients don't buy because your offer, quote unquote, makes sense. They buy because they feel expanded and elevated and magnetized by your brand. Right now, your messaging is still too logical, where you're explaining the process instead of selling the transformation. You are marketing like a coach or a service provider instead of a luxury leader. Your content is missing that emotional depth and identity shifts that will make those premium clients move and pay you high ticket. Your content should make people feel something at a body level, not just understand your offer. So you want to speak in micro experiences that high caliber clients resonate with. And paint that vision so that when she reads your messaging, she can see a clear picture and vision in her head of what will happen to her after she works with you, what her life will look like, what her daily routine is going to look like. And you want to focus on selling the identity, not just the offer. Your brand should feel like an invitation to a higher level experience, not just another program. Because when your messaging creates an identity shift in your audience before they even hire you, your pricing becomes irrelevant because they already know they need to be in your world. And the third thing you want to focus on is exclusive positioning that makes those premium clients feel lucky to work with you. The most high-end brands in the world don't quote-unquote launch. They create demand by being selective with who gets access to their world. And right now, you are still marketing like a mass market brand instead of a high-end experience. You make your offer feel too available instead of exclusive and premium. You feel like you need to quote-unquote sell instead of creating magnetic premium demand. And the way you fix this is you shift from selling energy to selecting the right clients. You make your brand feel like a private exclusive opportunity instead of something anyone can join. And the more exclusive your offer feels, the less resistant clients will have to premium rates. And that's what I call demand-based pricing. Luxury clients don't question pricing when they feel like they're getting access to something rare and valuable and scarce. So your high-ticket pricing, which is double, triple, even quadruple your current pricing, will only feel effortless when your brand feels premium, not just looks premium. When you're ready to elevate your brand, your messaging and positioning so premium clients crave to work with you, when you are ready to shift into luxury level demand where clients pay you high ticket without hesitation, when you're ready to create a high-end brand experience that makes your pricing feel obvious, then you're ready for Rain Era, which is my private one-on-one mentorship for high-caliber female entrepreneurs who are ready to become iconic in their space. And spots are extremely limited because it's an exclusive space. If this spoke to you, DM me on Instagram and let's talk about how we can elevate your brand to match the high-end clients that you are ready to attract, because luxury premium clients are already looking for you. The only question is, does your brand look ready for them? And if not, I'm the mentor for you. Hire me and let's take you to the next level. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to She Reigns. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to follow the podcast so you never miss a future episode. And if you loved what you heard, I'd love for you to leave us a review. It helps us reach more women ready to build their empires. If you're ready to enter your Reign era, check out the show notes below for all the links to connect with me, join my world, or dive deeper into premium branding through my programs. Until next time, remember to reign.